రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 13 వర్సెస్ 7, 8, 9, 10. నద్యామి సంశ్రద్ధే నచ్చాధ్యాధర్మతత్వవి మున్నన్నైషాత్ పరాప్రీతిర్ యథానా పశుహింసయా నైతదృశా పరోధర్మ నృణాంతర్ధర్మమిష్యతాం న్యాసోదండస్య భూతేషు మనోవాక్ కాయజస్య ఏకే కర్మ మయానే జ్ఞాన్ జ్ఞానినో యజ్ఞవిత్తమ ఆత్మసమయ మనేనీహ జువతి జ్ఞానదీపితే దేవయజ్ఞ యక్షమానం విశ్వభూతాని దివ్యతి ఏ సమాకారుణోహన్న అదజ్ఞోష్య సుతృప్తువం Translation purport by Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. A person fully aware of religious principles should never offer anything like meat, eggs, or fish to Amish bhojan, non-veg. Amish, meat, eggs, fish, in the Shraddha ceremony. Even if one is a Kshatriya, he himself should not eat such things. When suitable food prepared with ghee is offered to saintly persons, the function is pleasing to the forefathers and the Supreme Lord, who are very pleased when animals are killed in the name of sacrifice. Who are never pleased when animals are killed. Persons who want to advance in superior religion are advised to give all envy, non-veg, or envy of other living entities, whether in relation to the body, words, or mind. There is no religion superior to this. Because of awakening of spiritual knowledge, those who are intelligent in regard to sacrifice who are actually aware of religious principles and who are free from material desires control themselves in the fire of spiritual knowledge or knowledge of the absolute truth. They may give up the process of ritualistic ceremonies upon seeing the person engaged in performing sacrifice, animals meant to be sacrificed are extremely afraid, thinking this merciless performer of sacrifice being ignorant of the purpose of sacrifice and being most satisfied by killing others, surely will kill us.
Upon seeing the person
engaged in performing the sacrifice,
animals meant to be sacrificed,
are extremely afraid. Thinking this merciless performer of sacrifices, being ignorant of the purpose of sacrifice, being most satisfied
by
killing others,
will
surely kill us. Purport. People are generally very much interested in karmakanda, ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to higher planetary systems. But when one awakens his spiritual knowledge, he becomes uninterested in such elevation and engages himself fully in jnana yajna to find the objective of life. The objective of life is to stop completely the miseries of birth and death and to return home, back to Godhead. When one cultivates knowledge for this purpose is considered to be an higher platform than one who is engaged in karma kanda or fruitive activities. Animal sacrifice in the name of religion is current practically all over the world in every established religion. It is said that Lord Jesus Christ at 12 years old was shocked to see the Jews sacrificing birds and animals in synagogues, and he therefore rejected the Jewish system of religion and started the religious system of Christianity, adhering to the Old Testament command, "Thou shalt not kill." At the present day, however, not only are animals killed in the name of sacrifice, but the killing of animals increases enormously because increasing number of abominable slaughterhouses. Slaughtering animals either for religion or for food is most abominable and is condemned here. Unless one is merciless, one cannot sacrifice animals either in the name of religion or for food. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manodvishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Vadati Svapadam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Atad Gauravata Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram So in the Dasavatara Stotra also, we are reading Nindasi Yajna Vidher Ahasuti Jatam Sadaya Hurdaya Daisita Pasu Jatam Keshavadruta Buddha Sarira Jai Jagadisha Hare. So Buddha is the personality of Godhead. He came in such a time when religious principles were completely deviated. Religious principles were completely misapplied, misunderstood. God came to establish atheism. God comes to establish his worship. But here, Buddha came to establish atheism. That means you just put aside. No Vedas, no soul, no God. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma, the highest religion, is to practice non-violence, ahimsa. Like we don't like violence on our life. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Just like we don't like to be tortured, we don't like to be attacked, we don't like to be killed, then you should apply the same principle to every form of life. The experience of all the devotees, whenever we are helplessly killing in the course of our devotional service, devotees are not happy. Whenever we are killing ants, you put so much gamaxin, DDT. Kill, completely destroy, or you use this and that to keep your kitchen clean, to keep the temple room clean, to keep your place clean. Devotees don't like to do this. But for a higher purpose. So then there is no question of eating. Only for serving God, in the course of your duty. Otherwise you are, yes, we see, we wipe away all the, but when it comes to some insect, you know, during our temple program, the devotees are not headless. When we are walking and dancing, suppose some insects are coming under you. You just want to brush them aside. Because they are not troubling you. One time, Srutaketi Prabhu was massaging Prabhupada in Vrindavan. Mosquitoes. So he was massaging Prabhupada in the evening time, and many mosquitoes were sitting on the Prabhupada's back. They asked Prabhupada, the mosquitoes sitting on the Prabhupada, they are, Prabhupada, they are aggressors, kill them. I mean, you don't unnecessarily kill. On the other hand, the Bhagavad-gita, 18th chapter, it says, when you are doing your duties, no work is free from blemish. No work is free from defect. Sahajam karma kaunteya sadosha napi tidet sarvarambhai doshena dhumena agni rivavruta. Any activity you are doing, there is going to be your end. Devotees ki meeru vesane uppu bella undaliyali santam disirandi veetillo appudu kodiga paper lo vastundi veetillo dodala pegulu ekka mobile deliga రకరకాల ఏదో టేస్ట్ రావడానికి పిల్లగాళ్ళు తింటారు కదా, రోజు తింటారు. సో టుడే యు ఆర్ లెర్నింగ్ హెల్దీ ఫుడ్, యు మేక్ సంథింగ్. హౌ మచ్ దిస్ కాస్ట్? 2 rupees. ఇట్ నౌ యూ గివ్ ఎవ్రీబడి 2 rupees. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, 20, obviously the natural flow. Very well. So we bless you, okay? Hare Krishna. Because 50 rupees is too less, you give 160. Hare Parchi Rasi Prasadi. Yeah, if you don't educate, how people will know? Right? Say everybody Hari Bol. Especially in the temple, if you don't educate, how they are going to learn? Right? So what was I saying? Every activity in this world, who can say, I am not doing violence? Is there anyone who can say, I am very non-violent, very saintly person? Is there anyone like that? This world is called world of duality. Duality means when there is protection, there is also attack. When there is peace, there is also violence. In order to keep peace, you have to do some violence. Suppose there is violence everywhere. You have to restrain that violence. In order that you have to control. Then you can establish peace. This is called duality. So there is no confusion. People should not be sentimental, fanatical, impractical. People have to be practical. Suppose Abhay Charan says, now I want to be very non-violent. No preaching all day, searching for ants. What are you doing here? Maybe I am stepping on some ant. There is a story there. Narada Muni initiated that Vyadha, who was a very cruel aggressive animal killer. Was like a sadist. Sadist means who takes pleasure in torturing others, who takes pleasure in harassing others. This there are people, there are all sorts of people in this world, because we are influenced by Charamate, double chara, this one, talaka is in the dangerous. Prabhupada told a story. There is a non-veg hotel. Daily will bring some 20 chicken and 10 goats, maybe few sheep, and you'll get them ready for the day's business. You'll kill them and boil them, and in the shop you find the animals are hung by their hind legs upside down, so that it is easy for them to cut. They cut, oh, cut, they cut. So this guy, he has a small child. The small child, one day he brought the small child also. Maybe the wife is doing some household work, so he brought the child to hotel and sat him on a step, and he was doing this. Take the chicken, twist its neck, and then take the goat, chop its head, and peel the skin, while doing all that. And the child started crying. He started crying because by nature, nobody likes to see violence. Because the child is an innocent person, and he saw the fluttering animals, he became very afraid, and he was crying. And the cruel father, who is used to do this daily, so his senses have become numb. He became stone-hearted, indifferent. For him it's nothing. And this child, anybody who is soft-hearted, they don't like violence, because painful. Very painful if someone is troubling you. How miserable you feel. That's why in the civilized society they talk of many ways. They want to eat meat, but they don't want to do violent death. If you want to kill a buffalo, if you want to kill a big animal, it's not easy to kill, to take its life. So you have to hit it on the head, and you have to bleed it by cutting the throat, have you seen? So people don't like it, so now they do kill it by injection and like that. They think it is all right. So the violence may not be there, but you are killing the animal altogether, taking its life. There is a society called Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, SPCA. Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. These nonsense people, you can kill and eat, but don't be cruel. Double standard. What is that? You can kill and eat, but don't be cruel to them. And there are people who protect cats and dogs, people breed, people they domesticate, people keep pet animals. And if something happens to their, if somebody even throws a stone, a shush a stick, he'll fight. He'll go to court. But that guy is eating the non-veg in the house, keeping the dog in his lap and eating chicken and తిన్నపోతున్నా గొర్రెలు తిన్నా మేకలు తిన్నా తినలా తిన్న తినేసే ఇంక తింటలేదు నేను మాట్లాడే అందరితో వింటున్నాను నేను అమ్మని పిలిచి అడగాలి సో ది ఫస్ట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ సివిలైజ్డ్ సొసైటీ అహింస అస్తేయం అపరిగ్రహ దేర్ ఆల్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ సివిలైజేషన్ అహింస నాన్ వైలెన్స్ వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ది ఫస్ట్ కమాండ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది బైబిల్ థౌ షల్ట్ నాట్ కిల్ ఆఫ్టర్ దట్ కమ్స్ లవ్ థై నైబర్ యాజ్ థై సెల్ఫ్ దెన్ లవ్ థై లార్డ్ with all thy heart and soul. It is talking about don't kill and be friendly to your neighbors. People who are not good, they don't care for insulting, ignoring. If somebody does that to you, you feel very hurt. Nidhi, are you hearing? Sleeping, your topic. Insult others like that. It's always very, all that they may be, if somebody is a rogue, you also have to be a rogue or what? Is that right? If somebody is a rogue, so I also become like a rogue like you. Then go and fight in the street. Principle is, if somebody insults you, you return to him in return. In return, you give him love and affection. Very good. Then that guy will change. Like, one woman doesn't like beggars. This guy went beggar. He doesn't know. This woman hates beggars. This guy early in the morning, when the woman opened the door, Bhiksham Devi. She just spit on his face. And this guy, he said, I'm a fool. I'm worthy for insult and all that. But you do something for the service of the Lord. I am a fool, so you do anything with me. But please serve the Lord. So polite. And then one more beggar came. And this lady, that guy brought some sabji in the previous house. Some nice peta and alu sabji. And then somebody will give some rice or something. That lady came and put some ash. There's firewood cooking. Because she hated beggar. She brought some ash from the fireplace, put in that sabji. She could ask him to go. Whatever sabji was collected, that was also spoiled. But this man was thinking, wow, this lady started to give something. Something is given. Now she is connected to Krishna. So devotees are santa, peaceful people. That's why preaching is very important. The people want to stay in this world. This world is a place of suffering. People want to stay. They want to stick to this body. Yesterday I told him that I have to meet him daily too. Because he's now dedicated his life to Krishna. So if some devotee has some problem, and you go and soothe their heart, tell them some philosophy. Otherwise generally they'll be disturbed, you know, because jum 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 jum, the pain is, you know, Gayatri sees a lot of pain every day, isn't it, right? People suffering, 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 suffering. So do you get renunciation? Are you making money? This is a nice place to make money. Everybody is suffering. Now, come on. This is the thing. This is the thing. Do you like that or you have some kindness? Kindness. Huh? If you are kind, you have to preach to them. Not that you give them some medicine. You should be bold to educate them. See, madam, body goes such pain and trouble. Why don't you develop detachment? Preach. Why don't you try to get out of this cycle of birth and death? It needs guts to preach. But a devotee is very kind. He knows that. It's a bitter pill. Bitter pill nobody likes. But nevertheless you have to give. So devotees take every opportunity and they try to preach. When I met Meghapat Rajmohan Reddy MP, I was checking whether he follows the four regulatory principles. No, I don't take liquor, I don't take cigarettes. And I said, what about Amish? What about non-veg? You know, Swami, we are in the society, relatives and all that. So sometimes, I said, if somebody offers you liquor also, society, that is also society, why don't you take? I mean, it's not a valid point. If you are eating meat because of social pressure, so in the political pressure or social pressure, family pressure, people may also ask you to drink. And he will do what he likes, what he doesn't like. And he's giving a lame excuse, you know, in the society sometimes like that. I said, you are a weak-hearted person. Just as you are avoiding liquor, as you are avoiding tobacco, be also there like that. I don't eat. He is avoiding tobacco and liquor because he knows that it is bad for health. But he is thinking, meat I can eat a little bit, no problem. But that is, what is the biggest sinful activity? That's what it is told here also. Is prostitution, is very big sinful activity is intoxication, is smoking, drinking, and eating meat. Eating meat is Mahapatakam. Mahapatakam means unpardonable sin. God will never forgive you. But there are people who eat meat, but they are very good with people. They are very good with people, like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is donating millions and millions of rupees. But he may eat beef, mutton, chicken and all that. In the eyes of the society, Bill Clinton is such a charitable person, donating crores and crores. But Krishna will not look at his face, because he is taking life of animals. So of all the sinful activities, eating meat, fish and eggs, that is the biggest sinful activity, because you have no right to take another's life. If you cannot create, you cannot destroy. Also, as you like, everybody's life is sweet. You like to survive. You like to avoid death. You don't like violence. Now, we don't like violence in words also. If somebody talks harshly to you, you feel very hurt. No? What to speak of? Physical violence. That's why did God have to take birth as Buddha and to establish Nastika Dharma? So Buddha decided, God sacrifice, just throw them out. What is God sacrifice and all? First, learn to respect life. Learn to respect fellow beings. Learn to be non-violent. Even a little injury, we cry. But you are eating animals, killing them. So that's why the Bhagavatam says there is no hope for an animal killer. Pasugat. There is no hope for animal killer. So the first principle of religion is, there are four pillars of sinful life. And the four pillars of sinful life: abhyaksha bhojan, a prohibited food. After that comes intoxication, and after that comes gambling, and comes prostitution. Four pillars of religion: mercifulness, austerity, cleanliness, and what is that? Truthfulness. Truthfulness. So first is mercifulness. So, you know, the Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was incognito, leaders have to do that. Incognito, he was going around his kingdom. Are people following religious principles or not? He's not just sitting in his office and believing these bogus reports and all that. take report. Why should I go in the hot sun? Whatever report comes. The good leader, he wants to personally verify the things. Because a leader, if something goes wrong under him, the leader also has to take karma. So the scriptures say, the parents don't train their children, the parents will go to hell. If the king doesn't take care of the religious principles of his subjects, the king, one becomes a king by many, many pious activities. It's a big position. But if you don't discharge your duties, let's say the Bhagavatam says, Guru Nasasya, Janani Nasasya, Sajan Nasasya, Daivam Nasasya. Don't become a leader if you cannot take care of, don't take too many disciples. You cannot take care of them. So the point is, the first principle of a civilized person is be merciful to yourself first, and be merciful to others. Be merciful to yourself first means, before you preach, by preaching you want to be merciful to others. You follow it yourself. You follow it yourself, then preach. Otherwise you preach and you don't follow, you will go to hell. So much is said about non-violence. Violence in thought, violence in speech, violence in action. Everything you have to avoid. People may do all these things, they don't believe. You ask a non-veg person, so far in your life, how many chicken you have eaten? How many goats you have eaten? How many eggs you have eaten? That many times you have to take birth. You have taken 1,000 chicken, 1,000 births of chicken. You will also eat fish. Again chicken. Again, like this. That's why we should not keep quiet. Devotees should always preach. We should not be intimidated. We should not hesitate. Like we went to Beda Masano's mother died. He donates money. So he donates regularly in Kavali, here. We should go. Because he is a well-wisher of ISKCON. So similarly, we are also the well-wishers in their bad days, good days. We'll be there. Because he also supporting you. We went there. And then two trucks of sheep were there. I said, why? Death ceremony. Yeah, I understood that these are all for cut, cut, cut. I went inside. I did not just keep quiet. I said, there are two trucks of sheep standing there. Yeah, my mother's Pedda Karma, Swami, 25,000 people will come and I have to make mutton palav. I said, do you want blessings to your mother or not? On your mother's death ceremony, you are doing such sinful activity. Your mother, she herself did not do bhajan. She is going to a not so good place. And then on that occasion, you are doing all this. Such a horrible. This is Swami, what you are saying is right. But these people, they think I am saving money. If I don't give them mutton, Bidha Mastanra is like giving poor feeding. Pappu Anu. So this is another foolishness. Just to make them happy, you want to do all this, and you want to go to hell, you want to suffer so much. His business is also what? Aquaculture. Killing lakhs and lakhs of prawns, fish. Whatever good he has done, because of that he has become a rich man. And in this lifetime, so much living entities are dying. Everything will crumble. It is not a surprise. Now such people, if they get murdered, if they run into an accident, no, mostly the politicians, they die in such a horrible way. Most of the politicians, they die like that. Because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to guide the society. Previously, the kings were always advised by Brahmins. They arranged a meeting with Yogi Adityanath. Haribol, I will be meeting Yogi Adityanath on 7th of June. So they don't get association of Vaishnavas, you see. They don't know. So we should boldly preach. The Prabhupada was preaching to Lal Bahadur Shastri. Prabhupada was preaching to Indira Gandhi. We never, our business is to don't compromise. Don't shy. Speak. Don't depend on the donations. Krishna is pleased. Krishna can send you money like anything. Just because somebody donates some money like a fool, then you are taking their sinful money. Better that you don't take their money. Don't take their money. It's called money in the mode of ignorance. It's, you know, it is said, whenever you are taking money, see that you are taking money from a good person. Don't take money from bad people. Not necessary. Unless you preach to them. You preach. Then you have done your job. I told him, don't eat meat, don't drink. After that, if he doesn't follow, what can I do? There is no force. Just because somebody is a donor, if you preach to him, he will be hurt. Maybe he will. You know, in Nellore, two women, they wanted to donate property to Prabhupada. But Prabhupada said, so many, kukarko, kukarko. Prabhupada said, what nonsense going on here? Prabhupada was staying in that house, and there were chicken going all over. Prabhupada could understand that these people eat chicken. Otherwise, they were kukarko there. And Prabhupada said, these people appear to be hanky-panky nonsense people. Be careful with them. And that happened also. So their donation, their charity was not with good intentions. They just want to develop their place using Prabhupada. That's how we lost their place. But we did not want to do that. So we should not take water, we should not eat food from a place where people, let's say generally we don't know whether a person is eating chicken or not. Better that you don't in another's homes, that's all, finish. Okay? Don't eat in another's homes. Other you find out, no, that Mataji, Siddha Mataji, few days back brought nice container of kheer. Maharaj, I personally made kheer. Very good, Mataji. You made it personally. My son helped me. Said, does your son eat? I asked, no, Nidhi was there. Said, so does your son also doesn't eat non-veg? No, he eats. No, devotees are not supposed to eat anything cooked by people who eat non-veg. Sin, karma, you get on your head. That's why our principle is, devotees, we don't eat outside. Always you can, you know, the loving exchanges are among the devotees, not with convincing devotees. When Rupa Goswami said, Dadati Prati Gurunati, Guyam Akhyati Prati, Bhungte Bhojayate Cheva, Shadvidam Priti Lakshanam, it is not between anybody and a devotee. Among devotees, to increase the relationship. So, whenever you eat from such things, Krishna is not pleased with it and it will block your spiritual life. Such a serious thing. You know, Bhagavatam, if there is 10 quintals of milk and 1 drop of liquor, the whole 10 quintals is useless, destroyed all. What does it mean? Liquor is so bad. One time, Saralat Mataji, with great love and affection, in a liquor bottle, she brought honey. Maharaj, I remember this lot, my God. The mother, we cannot take honey in a liquor bottle. No, no, I cleaned very nicely, 10 times I cleaned. No, anything that touched by liquor, finish. Don't use it. Similarly, any vessel that is used for cooking meat, finish. Ganga jal. Even Ganga Jal cannot purify. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.